14,000 Australians have found themselves stranded overseas since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. The National Cabinet's decision to cut the number of flights back to Australia on Friday in light of recent outbreaks in Melbourne has made the return home increasingly difficult. Not only does it have personal, emotional consequences, but also financial. Tom Manring is the chairperson of the Australian Federation of Travel Agents, and he spoke about the challenges that returning travellers face and the economic impacts of reduced flights on the travel industry. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Friday that the number of people returning to Australia by plane would be cut from 7,000 per week to 4,000. This has hit the travel industry hard.
Well, I mean, it's difficult. The travel agents have been involved in a lot of the new travel arrangements, both for those stuck overseas now and the ones in the you know, immediate past since February, really. So arranging new flights, etc. And it's fluid. I mean, it sounds a bit passe, but that's the way it is, unfortunately. Airlines are changing scheduling and cancelling, etc., according to the COVID updates. So, you know, everybody just has to be very patient and try and arrange their travel as much as they can. If they have a travel agent in Australia, then that should be their first point of call, to make that one phone call and talk to another human. Try and get the best arrangements that they can. It's very, very difficult, though.
Mr. Manring talked about the logistics involved with things getting restarted.
Well, it's just magnified the problem, basically, and we understand why. I mean, I've done it for the you know, health advice, so. And that's the sort of thing that the travel industry is faced with, because there are very few new bookings being made at the moment. Most travel agents are 98% down on their previous trading for the same period last year. So we're the first industry that's been hit by this COVID pandemic, which was the early February, and we'll be the last to come out of this chaos, crisis and recession, basically.
Mr. Manring acknowledged the challenges that COVID-19 has presented.
It is a difficult period. It's a once-in-a-century occurrence. Mm. So people do tend to think that planes can just be started up and off they go automatically. But there's a lot of people involved and systems and safety just getting aeroplanes in the air. You know, when something happens like this and everything sort of suddenly grinds to a standstill and then have to mount flights at very short notice, it's a very difficult thing to do.
One such person affected by these events is Macquarie University law student Hanju Park, who is studying abroad in South Korea. She has made several bookings for her flights home, all of which have been cancelled.
I'm actually on my fourth attempt on getting plane tickets. And it's actually been more difficult than I anticipated, especially with the major airline companies being on hold until late August, even September and October. I've been trying to get a hold of other company airlines like Singapore Airlines. They've also been struggling to get planes into Sydney and Brisbane.
Hanju talked about the lengthy process and uncertainty involved with obtaining flights to reunite with her family.
As soon as I booked the tickets, the agent called me and she said there is a possibility that it might be cancelled and that she'll come back to me in about a week's time. So a week and a half passed and I got an email saying that it unfortunately had been cancelled and that there was really nothing they could do about it. I didn't need to worry about getting a full refund because they took a booking, but they didn't process the payment. In that way, it was convenient. And then on to the next air company, I contacted Sky Travel. They were sort of like an agency who booked flights like a third party. And they were able to book Singapore Airlines for me. This is around the 11th of July. I got two texts in one day.
And the same things that would affect anyone missing home are starting to get to her.
Oh, just catching up with my family. It's going to be 5 months when I do see them.
Wow.
That'll be nice coming out of quarantine and just celebrating my brother's birthday, catching up with friends, and just sort of coming back to a normal schedule.
When asked about what she missed most, Hanju's answer might surprise you.
An Australian coffee.